Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Paul, thank you very much for that. Now, all this week on Drive Time, our reporters are investigating the rental market across the country. With rising rents showing no sign of abating and a lack of supply still an issue, the problems facing renters continue to grow. Well, yesterday we heard about issues facing renters in Dublin, and today Una Kelly is looking at the situation for people with disabilities finding accessible rental accommodation. And Una, what have people been telling you?
Sarah, they've been telling me the housing situation for disabled people is a crisis within a crisis, with a whole range of reasons why it's so much more difficult to rent suitable accommodation if you have a disability. The Irish Wheelchair Association said their figures are that 5,000 people with disabilities are on the social housing waiting list, one in four homeless people have a disability, and that it's very difficult to get figures for people who are looking in the private rental market. One of those people is Anne Byrne. She lives in Wicklow Town with her son Connor, who's her full-time carer, and they're on the verge of homelessness. When I visited their home in Wicklow, lots of their belongings were already boxed up. Now, Anne has an acquired brain injury and had a stroke which left her disabled and in need of accessibility modifications in her home. She had been renting a house for many years but has received an eviction notice. She's on the waiting list for local authority housing, but while she waits for something suitable, she's also had to search in the private rental market. She feels she has no choice, no control, and she says it's put a huge strain on her physical and mental health.
A disability in the current market, in the current climate with housing, it's an absolute and utter nightmare. There is absolutely no housing out there. It's a critical, critical situation in the country. Well, we've looked through local agencies and online, and I suppose, unfortunately, one part of this online is that there are houses, rental properties that come up online from time to time, but regrettably, quite a number of these have turned out to be scams. And as I have an acquired brain injury, I find it very difficult sometimes to be able to figure out what is real and what is a scam. So that kind of adds to, you know, the distress that's caused already. But there really is no rental properties out there suitable. There's none, full stop. Like, it's absolutely impossible. If the council cannot find suitable accommodation, then I really don't know what the answer is. I guess that we will be homeless and it'll be a tent. And I feel bad for everyone involved, landlords, for tenants. I feel bad for the government because they're struggling. And I really do not know what the answer is at this stage. But I mean, everyone deserves to have a home. And, you know, I just think that I do not know what the answer to this is. What I find very scary is that the actual cost of rental is so high now. That, you know, I think I'm completely at a loss. I just don't know how we got from back then to how we are now. It's quite shocking.
If you were speaking to people in power, you had any authority to change anything, do you have any idea about what steps should be taken to ensure that people with disabilities do have appropriate housing?
I feel like, you know, as a disabled person, and there's plenty that advocate on behalf of disabled people, etc., I just feel that the true voices of disabled people in this housing crisis are not being heard. They're not being listened to. I think there's practically no engagement from local authorities. And I think that, to be fair to them, and I have to be fair to everyone in all of this, that, you know, how can they engage if they don't have the suitable housing stock? So I wouldn't slate the local authorities, you know, to that extent either, because they all seem to be between a rock and a hard place, and we're all struggling. But unfortunately, the one that ends up without a roof over my head, with continuing stress and a decline in health, which is going downhill rapidly, is me. I think more needs to be done really out there for everyone in housing, but particularly for those in disabled, you know, that have a disability, because I just think that that's growing exponentially at the moment and there's just not enough focus on it. There is a hidden crisis within a crisis.
That was Anne Byrne there from Wicklow Town about the situation she finds herself in. Now, we heard on Monday about the renting situation in Donegal and the issue that long-term rentals in the county, according to people there, are practically non-existent at the moment. So imagine not only trying to find a home to rent there at the moment, but trying to find accessible rental accommodation. Well, that's the double whammy facing the Lafferty family from the Isle of Doan in Ashoan in Donegal. They're one of the thousands of homeowners affected by defective concrete blocks. They're hoping to demolish their house and begin a rebuild later this year, but their 15-year-old son Declan has specific needs and is a wheelchair user, which makes it very difficult to find a suitable home for them during the rebuild. Here's Declan's mother, Mary Lafferty Foyley.
We cannot find, there is no accessible housing available for us to rent that would suit Declan's needs. There's very little accommodation available anyway, but when you throw in that you need an accessible home and you need an accessible home that has enough space for him to turn, he needs a hoist to get him out of bed and out of his chair. So that's something that's, you know, you need a fairly large room, you need a bathroom that can accommodate his needs, and it's just, I just don't know where we're going to find that home and allow him to still attend school, for me to go to work, for us to be as a family in one home. There's just nothing available.
What are your options?
I don't know. We're trying to, I suppose, think all the possible options. So one of the options we had looked at was maybe building an annex first, so that it would be ready and Declan and myself would live there. And then when we demolish our house and rebuild, we just attach it, and then the rest of the family would live somewhere else. So that was one option, to move into my parents. But again, their bathroom wouldn't be suitable. So then we'd have to look at maybe going and using a swim, going to the local swimming pool or across the border to the swimming pool there and seeing if that's accessible. There is a small hospital locally, but I don't think their showering facilities would accommodate Declan. So we're very limited. There are new houses that were built recently by on behalf of the County Council, and I was told that there's two or three accessible homes there, and I'm not sure if we'd qualify criteria wise because I'm working. I suppose we've been considering their options constantly, and at the moment there's just nothing available. It's going to be a disaster, and it's just sitting there waiting to happen. It's just going to be, it'll probably be a matter of us becoming officially homeless, so that something will happen, because there's nothing there that we can do. This has to be dealt with by other agencies or other supports within the system.
How's Declan feeling about all this?
Well, I suppose Declan, like lots of kids, doesn't really like change. It's bad enough that your home's going to be demolished, but then in addition, the fact that we're not going to be able probably to all live in the same house is obviously an issue of concern for him.
And that is Mary Lafferty Fowley there, Una. Really just desperate situation for herself and Declan. And the people we've heard from said they don't know how the situation can be solved. But I know you've heard from someone who has put forward some solutions.
Yes, her name is Elitsa Borisova. She has a disability herself and is a wheelchair user. Now, Elitsa has been in the rental market for some time, so has lots of experience in dealing with the lack of accessible housing. She says that even in her current home that she moved into in Dublin in December, there was a serious lack of choice and therefore a lack of control over her life. She had to move away from the area that she was happy in and away from her social and family network. So she says the move has been quite isolating for her. And she says the problems while searching for places to rent are lack of information on websites about the accessibility of accommodation, fierce competition in the rental market, and the fact that she finds many landlords won't respond to you if you say you receive housing assistance payment. But she does have some ideas for how things could be improved.
When you are a person with disability, you just can't compete on the rental market. When you send an email, I say this from my experience, when you send an email for a property and you say you are a wheelchair user, you are never contacted. And my suggestion is that this can be easily solved. For example, I offer legislation changes where landlords have tax cuts when they offer accommodation to people with disability. Mm-hmm. And also, I offer that help directly goes to the landlord, not to the tenant. In this way, irresponsible tenants will not abuse the system and their rent will be directly paid to the landlord.
Do you think that increased awareness about the difficulties for disabled people renting might help the situation at all?
I think it's a public secret. Everyone is aware about this. It's not awareness, it's action that it's needed. And it must be urgent.
That was Aliza Borisova there with her suggestions about what could be improved. Now, you might have heard some ads recently across radio or TV about the UN Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. That's something that Ireland has signed up to and ratified. But Jean Coleman from the Irish Wheelchair Association says Ireland is failing in its obligations towards people with disabilities, particularly in terms of housing. And I also asked her why, given the clear need for more accessible accommodation, there is such a shortage.
The simple answer is really the building regulations. At the moment, Ireland, people, we have signed up to the very minimum standards. So from the building regulations point of view, houses or apartments need to be wheelchair visitable. And this basically means that people can have access to a house or an apartment and to a room. But people aren't building wheelchair livable housing because they don't have to do it because of the building regulations. So until the building regulations change, I can't really see any great improvement for disabled people. The other thing, I suppose, in terms of, you know, government, we have signed up to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. And while we've signed up to it, we ratified it in 2018. It hasn't fully been adopted yet. So, like, that talks about the rights of people with disabilities to live in communities of their choice, where they want to live, in the right location. We're a long way from that. So we need full implementation of the UNCRPD.
And that was Jean Coleman from the Irish Wheelchair Association, finishing that report by Una Kelly. Now, tomorrow here on Drive Time, we're going to be putting some of the issues raised so far this week to Housing Minister Dara O'Brien.